Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
It's the best as well as the rest.
It's the Mixed Mornings and More podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Mike and Steph with you. And Steph, we're getting this podcast done on a Thursday. Typically, we're recorded on Friday, but I'm gone as of Friday. So a nice little long weekend for me.
Yeah, you are going to... I think you're staying in town, right? Are you just going to try and be an introvert this weekend again?
Yeah,
try?
I do love being the introvert because... I don't know. It's just who I am.
Yeah.
I like going out and doing the events and stuff like that when there are events to do, but well, it's been a pretty quiet 8 months, so I'm very much enjoying this little time to myself. I was going to ask you, like, when you take just a long weekend for yourself, what are you doing? What are you getting up to?
Oh, man, I'm always trying to fit as much as I possibly can in. So if I'm taking a long weekend, I'm usually leaving town the day I finish work, and then I'm gone for the whole time, and I usually get back at, like, midnight before I have to come back to work the next day.
Where would you want
to
go?
I head to Edmonton or head to Calgary or something.
And just to, do a little shopping, go camping?
Yeah,
like
see a show maybe.
Ooh, show? Like a musical?
Yeah, like, you know, they've got like comedy nights or,
okay.
You know.
I was whatever. Thinking like you were going to go see like Wicked or something like that.
Oh, no, I'm not going to Broadway, but but well, I have definitely gone to
performances
in Edmonton.
Things.
Yeah.
There's other art communities outside. There's shows in Fort McMurray.
It's true, and they are wonderful, and
okay.
I go to all those.
Okay, we're not trying to kiss Keanu's butt here, but like, I mean, yes, Keanu, great job.
Oh my gosh, Mike.
All right, well, good to know. That's the reason we're putting this podcast out early this week. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the pod.
Mike, what makes you feel old?
Oh, that's a hard question because, you know, as I said before, I'm only 24 years old, but, you know, it's not necessarily what makes me feel old. It's maybe more so who makes me feel old.
Okay.
Our midday girl, Kirsten, makes me feel old.
And how are you much older than her?
Only 4 years. Like, the difference in age between Kirsten and I is the same between her and my younger sister.
Wow.
So, like, it's just like talking to my younger sister. Except I feel like my sister experienced more stuff in life than Kirsten has.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I'll talk to her and be like, oh, yeah, you remember on Saturday Night Live, like, this guy? And she'd be like, who's that? I'm like, you never heard of Andy Samberg? He was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He's a really funny guy. Or, like, you talk about, like, a song, and she'd be like, I don't know what that was. It was, like, one of the biggest songs of the 90s. Oh, yeah, well, I was born December 25th, 1999.
Oh, my goodness.
She also has the nerve to call herself a 90s baby. Like, you were there for a week. Come on, try me. But this isn't the roast of Kirsten. This is things that make you feel old. But Kirsten makes me feel old all the time.
Okay, well, I would say the same about you. You make me feel old all the time. You remind me all the time.
I would like to say that it's not intentional, but I do it intentionally for the fun of it.
You absolutely do.
Well, there's about, 8 years difference between you and I?
Yeah.
I think is what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was around for the 90s. I can recognize those 90s songs for
That's
you.
Right. You
I
can.
I know who Andy Samberg is.
That's right.
I just know a lot more than you as well.
Wow. Okay. Jeez. Truth bomb, eh? Okay. All right. I see how it is.
But apparently the age 48 is when most folks start to say they feel old.
I don't know if that's actually true. I feel like the number's a lot earlier for some people. I mean, the saying is always, you always just, you're as old as you feel, right?
Yeah.
But like our boss here just turned 40, and he's been complaining about every ache and pain and, well, since as long as I've been here, and I've been here for 4 years.
Very true, very true. So maybe age is in the eye of the beholder.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
Have you ever gotten pulled over and then tried to talk your way out of the ticket?
Yep. A few times. It's never worked.
No.
It's never worked. No matter what I've done, I've tried a couple different excuses, but nothing. I don't think guys are good at doing that.
What have you tried?
I'm a little embarrassed to say it. I don't know.
Did you say, like, I got to go home to pee? Or were you like,
no.
My wife's in labor? Or
no.
What'd you do?
So...
Did you cry, Mike?
No. I don't cry. I can't do that. I I always try to keep my mixed stuff with me at all times, and I may have tried to play the I'm a radio person's card a couple times.
What? Yeah. Oh, that's really lame.
The last time it happened, I got pulled over for speeding. I was going like, I don't know, 80 in a 60 zone or something like that.
Okay.
And I was coming up the hill, like up to Timberley, and the officer's like, where'd you have to be so fast? I was like, I got to get back to the station. We're covering a news story. And he's like, oh, you work at Mix? I was like, yeah, yeah. Doing some news over there, which was a complete and utter lie. But I was like, maybe this will help.
Didn't help.
Maybe he'll believe me. He didn't even bother to ask what news story I was covering. But then he came back with a ticket and said, have a nice day.
Oh, thank you. Like, I'm not going to anymore.
Thank you, Zay.
Well, this person in Ontario tried their own kind of excuse.
Okay, what happened?
So they weren't even speeding. They had like an expired license plate and an unsafe vehicle.
Oh, fun. A lot of stuff.
Yeah. And the cop pulls them over. And they try to say, like, hey, you don't actually want to be talking to me right now. I have coronavirus. You should let me go and roll my window back up so you don't get infected. And the cop was like, oh, no, coronavirus. That's not good. Called the paramedics for them. And the person was like, oh, no, sorry. I was just lying. I don't actually have corona.
Oh,
so then they almost got a ticket for breaking quarantine, but actually they let it off with a warning because it wasn't actually true.
Yeah, well, just a lie.
Yeah.
To the police.
Just trying to get out of it.
If we've learned anything from his story and my story, doesn't really work out for you at all.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
One of the big talking points every single year, it's always highly debated, people's sexiest man of the year.
Who is it this year?
The winner this year is Michael B. Jordan.
Huh.
Yeah. I thought they could have stopped at Michael B., but, you know.
Oh, my goodness, Mike Booth.
See? There we go. Word that one might go over somebody's head. I think Michael B. Jordan's a good-looking dude. Yeah. Is there anybody you think more deserving?
I feel like they should have kind of looked at the This Is Us cast. You know, you've got Justin Hartley, you got Sterling K. Brown. They're both...
I don't know who the first one is.
He is Kevin in This Is Us. But if you haven't seen This
one?
Is Us...
He's the actor one, right?
Well, they're triplets, so they're all the same age.
I don't know. Maybe I need to watch more of this. All I really know is that Mandy Moore is on that, and then that Milo, hard-to-pronounce last name guy's on there.
Oh, yeah. He's great, too. He could have been in the running, maybe.
There you go. Why not? The whole This Is Us cast should have just won people's sexiest men,
yes,
right?
Agreed.
Okay, that's what you say. The one thing that always gets me about this list is that they always call it the world's sexiest man alive.
Okay.
Why do they have to put alive? Is there a world's sexiest dead person award?
Thankfully not. Okay, this is what I think. I think this list has been going for a long, long time.
Okay.
And so if they were alive at a time, then they would have made the list. And if not, tough luck.
So just because they're dead now, I don't know. Are they going to come up with a specific list for the ones that, like, aren't alive anymore? Because otherwise I feel like we're just throwing that word in for nothing.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
Not sure how this managed to happen, but it seemed like we went about 8 months this year without much positive news at all. I know. starting off, you know, setting the bar low, Steph. And then we're gonna really jump over it. But this week has hit, and it feels like there's a lot more positive COVID news, and there's a little bit more promise for the future.
True. We've got those new vaccine info coming out about the 94.5 and 95% effective things.
Yeah, so that's good stuff to hear. And now, there's a new study that suggests certain kinds of mouthwash can kill the virus in like 30
really?
Seconds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, it's got to have like some special ingredient, like 0.07% something, something, something chemical word that I am definitely not good at pronouncing. Okay. But like, I mean, you can look this up. Just look up mouthwash COVID and you'll find it. But yeah, all you got to do is like swish it around your mouth like you would with mouthwash. And you're good to go.
And does it kill it for good, or do you like still have it for 2 weeks, but just like for the immediate moments afterwards, the droplets you're spewing aren't
so
COVID? Or?
If it was, you know, all if you had it in your saliva, they say it'll kill it. So it just completely disinfects your mouth.
Wow.
If you had any, you know, if it was in that area. But it's really just one more step in that whole, like, daily routine we get to add in now. Yes. There was hand washing, mouth washing, and then the mask. At this point, just ask me to run a marathon next.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
You do have a very interesting take on video games, or people who play video games.
Mike, like, people get offended when I say this, so I've stopped saying it. I don't feel like I should.
Come on. What's your thought on video games or people who play them?
I think it's a waste of time.
Why?
I don't know. I just okay. So I've tried to really rectify this in my brain because I feel like it's just like staring at a screen and I don't know, being violent, and I don't get it. Sometimes I think it's for kids.
Not all games are violent, right? Like I can go and afterward play a hockey game. Is that bad if I go and do that for 2 hours?
You've really enlightened me, Mike, because I never expected you to be a video game player, and then you told
you say
me
that like I'm a massive nerd. Like, no, I just go like casually every once in a while.
Yeah, because then you told me that everybody in the office plays video games pretty much except for me, and I was like,
pretty much.
What? I didn't think that everybody wasted their time. So now I'm trying to really rectify this strong opinion and say it's okay.
Funny that you use the word wasting their time. There's a recent study that say actually video games are very good for your mental health.
Really?
It says that actually playing 4 hours of video games every day would be phenomenal for your mental health. But also, like, who's got 4 hours?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Just kicking around.
See, this is what I mean. Is it worth it? 4 hours of time?
Maybe four hours a week. Like, I have a hard time carving out 4 hours a week for something, but like I feel like if you just manage to sneak that in, it's for me it's like the same as reading a book. It just takes you somewhere else, right?
Yeah,
that's why you read books.
I do love to read. Are you going to tell me it's a waste of time?
Well, I mean, I get very bored reading, so it at least helps me fall asleep.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph
on Mix 103.7.
People name their kids some weird stuff.
Oh, 100%. My mom is a high school teacher. She taught a girl whose name was LaDasha. It was LA-A.
No.
It was a dash in the middle of her name that you had to say.
That's
LaDasha.
So sad. I actually had a friend in high school named Justin Case.
Justin Case?
Yep, Justin
Case. Oh, no.
Case.
The jokes that kid got, and they were all the same joke, but like, he heard a million of them.
Yeah. Should we bring Justin Case?
Have
you heard of people naming their kids a number?
What?
Like, say the number 7.
You're kidding me.
No, like, yeah. Like the
old Seinfeld joke?
I got a great name for our kids. A real original. You want to hear what it is? Yeah? You ready?
Yeah.
7.
7 Costanza. You're serious?
Yeah. It's a beautiful name for a boy or a girl, especially a girl. Or a boy.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so I actually have a friend from high school whose name used to be Sophia, and she has legally changed it to 7.
No.
But she's not alone. The name 7 has made it onto the top 1,000 baby list names in the U.S. now.
You're joking me.
I'm not. I don't get
it.
Why? I don't know. 7. I can't even think of 7 reasons for it. I can't think of one.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
Do you remember what any of the ornament trends last year were or in previous years?
Are there trends of Christmas ornaments? Is that a thing?
Well, this is my question because I don't remember any trends from previous years, but this year the trend is definitely COVID and pandemic.
I'm honestly trying to think of a time in which there was like a trend of Christmas ornaments.
Like a theme that everyone had to have.
I don't think that's a thing. I think Christmas ornaments are just ornaments. So what's the trend?
Well, the trend this year, I'm seeing snowflakes that say stuff about COVID. I'm seeing word maps that are just like a bunch of jungles of like toilet paper shortage and hand sanitizer.
Why would people want to relive this and put it on a tree?
Well,
in
good
the happy
question.
Times.
But newest one that's coming out that is this year themed is actually a dumpster.
On fire?
Yep, fire coming out of it. And it says 2020 on it.
Hey-o. All right, I'm here for that.
Yeah, that's all you need to remember the year with.
You know what? I would maybe purchase it just for that reason. And then every single year, I would get to put the dumpster fire on the tree. I would put up a Christmas tree for that. And then every year, like, imagine telling your kids about that years down the line. That could be your, walk to school uphill both ways kind of thing. Now till forever. You just say, I lived through 2020.
The dumpster fire.
Depression of the 2020s.
I do kind of like the ornament, though, that has all the words on it. Just because I like that, I'm not really journaling this year. I'm not going to look back and be able to remember these words, but it is crazy when you take out an ornament and it's only once a year and you're like, oh man, that was the year that was the year of hand sanitizer or something. And hopefully this pandemic ends soon enough that when you take it out, it's like a nice, like, oh my gosh, do you remember when? Instead of like, we're still living that.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph
on Mix 103.7.
It's interesting. Here on the show, Steph, you regularly laugh at me because I say I have just enough friends. I don't need any more friends.
Yeah, which I never understand because I just think the more the merrier.
Might have too many friends now.
What?
I know. I was comfy with the amount I had, and now I'm like, ugh. Might be time to make some cuts.
Oh my goodness, Mike. Is this like friends off your Facebook list? Or are you talking like real life
friends? No, I'm talking like real life people that I hang out with.
Well, aren't you blessed?
It was a pretty low number to begin with. I keep that friend circle nice and low.
Nice and low. And what are these friends doing to annoy you enough that you think you need to make cuts?
Well, this weekend was supposed to be my quiet, nothing's going to happen weekend.
Okay.
I've been planning on one of these for a while, but these so-called friends can't seem to enjoy their own quiet to themselves weekends. And they're like, hey, you guys want to chat on Zoom for a while?
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds exhausting.
I'd rather stick my hand in a blender. No, I'm kidding. Not that bad. But we ended up talking for 4 hours.
Oh my goodness.
Just talking, playing some games, having a couple beverages. And that was fine in March.
Uh-huh.
When you really couldn't see people. And now it's more like a please don't, if you don't have to go see people, please don't. And I'm like, eh. I just didn't want to have to see anybody this weekend.
You're really trying to, I love you, Mike, but I feel like you could work on the word no. Like, I was planning on having a quiet weekend. I think I'll stick with that plan. Make your own. But I think you just have a fear of, you have a fear of missing out.
I do have a bit of a FOMO, but also at the same time, I don't want to hang out with people till 3 a.m.
Well,
because that's typically the time where my first alarm goes off 4 or 5 out of the 7 days in a week. I just want to know, why can't I find friends who are more so interested in like a 10 p.m. bedtime and don't cause me to wake up with a headache the next day,
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
So something happened over the weekend that made me so happy, and I feel like it would have made you not happy at all.
Okay, what happened?
So I'm walking down the cleaning products aisle.
Yep, I hate that.
Man stops me and says, hey, what do you clean your sink with?
I would have laughed in his face. I'm glad that you would assume I clean my sink there, sir. There's water. It comes from the tap, and the tap water gets all the stuff off. Thank you.
Well, the thing I was so happy about was that somebody actually stopped to talk to me. I feel like...
Whoa, do you need a friend?
I do. I feel like... So before we used to wear masks and had to stay 6 feet away from people, I used to get stopped in the grocery store all the time, or really in any store, and people might make a little comment like, oh, I see that you're buying this, or...
Oh, so it wasn't like people who like recognized you?
Oh,
more
no,
like
no.
People just randomly stop you and ask you questions?
Yeah, my whole life this has happened to me. And
what?
Yeah, like they're just like
what do they ask you about?
Oh, do you know where they keep the marshmallows? Or
do people just think you work at these stores?
No, I don't think. I think that they're just like you look like you might know. Like
you go to Home Hardware. You know where they keep the 2x4s? Yeah, they keep them out back. I'll see you later.
Well, so
oh my god, that's funny.
This kind fellow asked me what I cleaned my sink with, and to be honest, I was like,
"What?"
I know, and I was on my way to get this like miracle solution that Go Clean Co., that Instagram account, has been using. So I'm like looking for 3 different ingredients, and so when he asked me, I was not only taken aback that somebody was actually talking to me, but also because I couldn't remember what I cleaned my sink with because I was so surprised.
He put you on the spot, Borax.
No. Tide Pod. 7 months.
I talk to you every single morning.
I know, but strangers don't talk to me anymore because I'm wearing a mask and I'm staying 6 feet away from them. It was so nice.
Somebody give us a call. 791-1037 and be Steph's friend, please.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
We left each other on Friday with some grand plans. Now, you had grand plans to stay in all weekend long.
Doing absolutely nothing.
And my grand plans you thought were super lame, which was to put up my Christmas lights and to create a wreath.
Uh-huh. Did you get those done?
I had an epic fail over the weekend, Mike, and it was not my fault.
Was it your weekend? Because it sounds like a bit of an epic fail at that one. I'm just kidding. All right.
Okay, so...
What happened?
Decide to make a wreath, and of course, like, I don't have any craft supplies for it, but we are in the middle of a pandemic, and everybody has time on their hands to create crafts. So I went to 4 different stores and went home with no wreath supplies. Couldn't find
them anywhere. What are wreath supplies? Like, what do you need?
Well, I just want, like, a hoop that looks like a wreath, you know, and then I would like some, like, foliage to put on it that resembles Christmas. So maybe some, like, holly berries, maybe some, I don't know, green fake tree branches.
Okay.
Fail. Couldn't Nothing. Find that anywhere. So super sad. But one last task, put up those Christmas lights. But I needed one more string of lights.
And
last year, when I went to buy one more string of lights that I needed, I bought warm white, it was called, which I thought was what I had. But okay. In fact, it was the wrong color. And so, Yeah, year goes by, too late to take them back. So, okay, this year we're doing warm white, but we need one more string. So, go to the store.
This is such a snoozer of a conversation. Sorry. We're talking about light colors?
Okay, big deal, though. Go to the store, buy another warm white string, and what comes out but the string color I needed last year, not the new one. So, 2 different brands are calling something warm white that are not the same thing, Mike. It's a big deal.
It sounds, I can tell. You were heated about this.
Well, I just feel like, you know, if you're going to call something warm white, just like if you're going to call something else size large and it's not the same across the board, what are you doing? Talk to each other.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't really have a solution for the lighting situation. I mean, maybe next time just order the amount that you need off the start and go from there.
Thanks.
But if you still want to build that wreath, I'm telling you, just buy a hula hoop from the dollar store. And if you're looking for foliage, look outside.
Hmm.
We are surrounded by 500 million trees.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
If you remember about 8 months ago when we were told that this whole COVID thing might be a 2-week thing.
Yes, yes. That is hard to remember.
That was funny. 8 months later, here we are, but it seems like we might actually have a bit of a light, a flickering of light at the end of this COVID tunnel. Government of Canada has announced they are purchasing around 350 million vaccine doses.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot, but it seems like there's a lot more positive news coming out all the time. There's that Pfizer one that was 90% successful. There was another company that says theirs is about 95% effective.
Wow.
But 350 million, it's actually closer to 360 million doses, is a lot for a country that has about 37 to about 38 million people.
Just really trying to cover our bases in case we get more people or pandemic boom?
That's what my thought was. But it sounds like the plan is to share. We're going to share with some second and third world countries. Like, hey, guys, we got a lot. Don't worry.
We bought really
some for
nice.
You. That is so nice.
Yeah,
what a sweet little country Canada is. Canada is just like that friend who would always share their nice gel pens in school when your pen didn't work. You know that friend?
Oh, I know that friend. Canada is like that person who lets you in on their lane on Memorial by downtown when it's packed at 5 o'clock.
Oh, Canada is like that person. So nice. So nice. Canada's like that friend who gives you that accidental curly fry in their food order. You know that friend?
I like that friend.
Oh, love that friend.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
I need you to go into your music catalog in your brain.
Oh, that's a pretty deep catalog, yep.
Okay, and I want you to go to the happy file and tell me which song is a surefire song to make you happy.
Pharrell Williams' Happy.
Oh, okay. You're just like taking the easy way out, or that really
well,
does
Well, it
make
is
you happy.
A pretty upbeat song.
True, true. Do you clap along? If you feel
like a room without a roof. You know what? I've thought about that so many times, and I almost want to start a segment about weird lyrics and songs. And like, did anybody actually think about that? Like, what? Who enjoys feeling like a room without a roof? That is technically being considered homeless or like living in a gazebo.
Gazebo
has a roof, it just doesn't have walls. But like, you get my point, right? Like, that is it's a ridiculous thing. But the song is very upbeat and very happy.
Okay, well. Apparently there's a list of 10 songs that definitely make people happy. They surveyed all these people, and I feel like, honestly, they perhaps only surveyed like Gen Xers and older.
Why you say that?
There's not a single song we play on Mix. Like, Don't Stop Me Now from Queen. They've got Dancing Queen from ABBA.
A lot of Queen references.
Yeah, Uptown Girl from Billy Joel. Eye of the Tiger. Yeah, I'm a Believer. Like, these are like...
Eye of the Tiger doesn't necessarily put me in like a happy mood, more of like a I'm ready to fight because Rocky. There is one glaring omission from this list. I mean, there's a few glaring omissions. I mean, clearly I already said Pharrell Williams happy, but what about...
But I've been forgotten, I do. I've been mad a long time ago.
Oh, I'm fired up already.
Where did you go? Where did you go?
Oh, my God. That is the happiest song of all time.
Thanks for listening to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
For more episodes, subscribe now on iTunes, Spotify, or where all great podcasts are found.